Joined once again this morning by Rick Pfeiffer of the Niagara Gazette. Good morning to you, sir.
Good morning, Jay.
All right, Rick. So a big change for you and for Niagara County yesterday with the cancellation, postponement, mistrial? How are we describing this this stoppage in the trial against Joseph Bellstadt?
Well, officially, it is a mistrial. The effects are to postpone the trial. It means that we are now looking at redoing the first 2 days of this trial when we start again, probably sometime in the fall. The coronavirus uncertainty, I think, was just, despite the judge's best intentions, more than she wanted to try and deal with in terms of getting witnesses in and making sure we can keep a healthy jury for 6 weeks. Postponement is where we are, based on a motion for a mistrial.
So Judge Sarah Sheldon, if she was the person really on the hot seat here, because if I'm not mistaken, the state said this trial, since it had already begun, a criminal trial had already begun, that this could continue, but she felt that maybe it wasn't in the best interest in all parties, right?
That's correct. The trial could have gone on. They kind of skated in under the deadline. But when the defense came in yesterday morning and said to the judge, look, here are the, with all the uncertainty created by the coronavirus situation, with all the uncertainty, we just don't think it's a good idea to keep going forward. And, eventually the prosecutors even agreed and said, maybe it's better to shut this down and try again later.
Okay, now we have talked a couple of times now already about the emotions around this particular trial, especially with the Steingasser family. Was there any response from them when this decision was made?
Well, Mrs. Steingasser, Lorraine Steingasser, who was the first witness in the trial, has not been in the court. Friends and family members have been. I think they may have had a sense that this was a possibility. I think the prosecutors, frankly, told them it was a possibility. But the Niagara County DA, Caroline Wotazek, who's personally handling the case, after the announcement of the mistrial, she spoke with some of the friends in the courtroom and said, well, now I have to go upstairs and I need to call Lorraine. And you could just tell from looking at her face, it was not a call she was looking forward to have to make.
Rick Pfeiffer, appreciate your help on this story, and thank you very much for your time this morning.
My pleasure, Jay. Take care.